ladies and gentlemen, in defense of the Republic, you have found at the tip of the spear in the info war. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. by the grace of God. We have told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but that truth. The Obama deception, I am very, very tempted to go ahead and release it and not wait till Sunday because time is short. The dirty tricks going on against us are legion. And that tells me that we are very close to victory. I smell victory. Webster Tarpley, he wrote an article about Obamaville, more and more tent cities sprouting up. He is now announcing that they will take the core of these millions of volunteers and have them march around door-to-door, canvassing support for Obama and his agenda, literally pushing for an open world government run for and by the central banks, a new special court they run where they will try people like Bernie Madoff, the new private banking court. It's all happening. Right now, I'm sure you've noticed, I keep saying this every day, every week, but now it's becoming more and more insane by the minute. We have so many people waking up right now, so many people listening. It's the majority of those we're able to reach. The question is, how do we reach people? The listeners have to get your books and my films and materials out to folks. But to go directly over the target and all the flack is also extremely daunting. Webster Tarpley, it's good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I am just blown away by how real all of this is, just all of the corruption manifesting, the controlled depression, all of it. Give us the latest on your analysis of what the globalists are doing and what Obama's up to.
Well, I think there are a number of things that are changing rapidly. The first is this question of the Obamavilles, and I say Obamavilles very deliberately. Back in the 1890s in this country, we had a very severe depression, which occurred when President Grover Cleveland, remember him, a Democrat, capitulated to J.P. Morgan and the British and basically turned the control of the U.S. public debt over to London and their man Morgan in Wall Street. That is really the basis of the Federal Reserve, comes out of those events in 1895. That pitched the entire U.S. economy into a terrible depression, and there were breadlines for people who were lucky, and those were called Cleveland Cafe. So a Cleveland Cafe in the 1890s. In the 1930s, I think more people remember, there were these shanty towns that were known as Hoovervilles in honor of Herbert Hoover, reactionary Republican who refused to do anything about the Depression, kept talking about the laws of the free market and how you had to wait and prosperity was just around the corner and be a rugged individualist. That was his slogan in 1932 when he lost the election. So those were Herbert Hoovervilles. And now we have these shanty towns, and I don't know what else you're going to call them except Obamavilles, because that's what they are. And they're filling up with people who are homeless. And we can see just the beginnings of some coverage. NBC News had a story last night in their nightly news about these shanty towns. They don't call them Obamavilles, of course.
The BBC's done it. Local California, right. Michigan, Florida News is doing it. And what's happening is these are the working poor who lost their little house, who've lost their job, who can't get credit to even get into a small apartment. And these are clean cut, nice looking families now living out of the backs of vans and SUVs. And the government's saying these are getting too big. We need to put you in a government center. So they're announcing they're going to use the military bases with Obama medical care at them and a movie on Friday nights. The camps are now being introduced.
Well, I recommend stopping foreclosures. And the way you stop foreclosures is to stop foreclosures with a federal law. Foreclosure must be a federal crime. No foreclosures. We've got a banking sector that has run wild for 20 years under deregulation.
Yeah, Bloomberg reported the banks have gotten $9.7 trillion. It's unaccounted for, and that would pay for 90-plus percent of all mortgages. It would be a pittance of that with the people that can prove that they can't pay their mortgages. It is socialism. They keep saying we've got socialism, but we really don't have that. We have banker-looting fascism. And if I have a choice between banker-looting fascism and socialism, I'll take socialism. That's not what we're getting.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Tarpley is our guest coming up in about 30 minutes. Tarpley will be on with us at the same time because he's very educated on all these subjects. Even the mainstream news is admitting, just like the shooting a week ago of the cricket team over in Pakistan, it was on surveillance cameras. Witnesses saw it. The police just stood there. The shooters walked right past them with their guns. They were allowed to do that. Mainstream news, scores of headlines. We posted them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in an article Steve Watson wrote. Inside job in cricket shooting goes viral. And so now people are aware of that. Also, with the thing in Northern Ireland, we said, let's see if there was a drill going on at that time, and let's see if the security forces didn't shoot back and stood down. It's now come out today. It's in major British papers and Irish papers and European papers. We're going to go over that. Webster, digressing, and we'll go back to the Obamavilles, just a little foresight of what's coming up later. What does this sound like to you yet again with them shooting two members of the British military and now shooting a police officer last night, right when Ireland's starting to get more of its sovereignty?
Well, I'm not very familiar with the details of all this because I've been paying attention to economics. But what we do know is that the British government of Gordon Brown has tremendous totalitarian ambitions. Gordon Brown is really the guy who started this whole policy of bailouts, giving hundreds of billions of dollars or hundreds of billions of pounds to bankrupt banks in an attempt to prop up this castle of derivatives. He's the one who started that, right? That was Northern Rock going bankrupt during the second half of 2007, which was then the recipient of hundreds of billions of pounds at the end of 2007 and then nationalized, in effect, by the British government in the beginning of 2008. So that's really the model. And they just did that again this past week. They nationalized Lloyds Bank, which is one of the big clearing banks, as they call them, one of the four or five banks in Britain that have offices all around, you know, retail bankers. So Lloyds Bank is now nationalized. And you can see that Gordon Brown is making policy. Gordon Brown was here in Washington last week. He addressed a joint session of the Congress, and he's a big supporter of free trade. Oh, he's telling about the free market and the free trade and how great that is. And, of course, Obama is embarrassed by Gordon Brown because it's clear that Obama is basically following orders from Gordon Brown. So you may have heard some of the right-wing talk show hosts make a big deal about how Gordon Brown was snubbed by Obama, and I think this is essentially baseless. This was a little bit of a dog and pony show, right? That they kind of did a charade to make it look like Obama was not working directly for Gordon Brown, but I think he is. Gordon Brown also wants $500 billion for the International Monetary Fund. Now, if you want to have the New World Order, that's it. Whatever the New World Order is going to be, it's going to be centered in the International Monetary Fund.
Well, they've said that they're making their own court for Madoff and others that the bankers will run because they're the experts. And it'll be a new bank of the world that you pay your carbon taxes to. That's now all over the news. I mean, more and more every day. I mean, it's here. They've called the Wall Street Journal for a North American Union to save us out of the crisis. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, the International Monetary Fund is what's going to, you know, cap this entire thing. In other words, it'll be the apex of the entire edifice. And right now they want more money for bankrupt speculators in Eastern Europe and so forth. I think it's also important to look at the evolution of the derivatives. Now, my view of the crisis, of course, is that it's totally out of control, that nobody controls this crisis because it's bringing down all of their institutions one after another. Last week we had the big AIG story, right? That AIG had lost $62 billion in one quarter. And, of course, that's all derivatives. This is a very important example because it refutes this story that you hear from Limbaugh, O'Reilly, Hannity, and all the rest of these clowns, that the crisis was created by poor people getting subprime mortgages. Well
that was publicly the cover story to get the bailout, but the bill said it was for derivatives, now in the multi-trillions and growing, just in the United States, not to count worldwide. So it's on record that it is the bankers' derivatives, but yes, they want to blame it on the American people, so we feel like we have indebtedness to go along with this.
Right, and AIG has now taken, they've gotten $160 billion already. They're going to get another $30 billion immediately. Another $200 billion on top of that, just for AIG. Now, this is an insurance company. The interesting thing that came up in the hearings here last week in the Dodd-Shelby Senate Banking Committee and also the Wyden Committee, the Senate Budget Committee, who got that money? It turns out that the money given to AIG was then passed along to European banks, European derivatives merchants. Foreign bankers got that money and, of course, Goldman Sachs. Now, the fact that Goldman Sachs got all that money through AIG opens up hanky-panky Paulson, Henry Paulson, the former Secretary of the Treasury under Bush, of course, whose entire wealth was wrapped up in options and other instruments and benefits that he had from Goldman Sachs, which is what he worked for. Now, the big thing is the derivative scandal, I think, is about to explode. Today in the Washington Post, we have an article by a guy called Smick, where he says the derivatives problem is a black hole. And the reason that Geithner can't come forward with any programs is because it's going to take trillions, at least 2 to 3 trillion. And everybody in the Obama administration is afraid to come forward and say, we want 2 trillion or 3 trillion.
And by the way, that's what Larry Summers is coming out and saying from the White House. He's saying we need trillions more. That's in the news today.
Absolutely. Well, that's very interesting. I think that the dam is breaking on this question. See, for the average person, the big issue is, what caused the depression? Why is there a depression? Why should there be a depression? What has changed? Well, the big difference is we have 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives. The leverage on that used to be positive, which meant super profits at the apex of the pyramid.
Yeah, they built Ponzi schemes, and now they've imploded, and if they can get us to sign on, they'll take over. But if they don't, it'll come out, they wreck the economy, and they all go to prison. I had Ron Paul calling for their indictments of these bank heads earlier in the show, so you're absolutely right.
Well, it's going to take something more, and this is what I recommend. When it comes to derivatives, there's only one policy. Wipe them out. Destroy them. Shred them. Delete them. Burn them. Make them into wallpaper.
Freeze them. Freeze them is the best.
Well, I think you've got to get them out of the universe, and that's the problem with this guy, Smith, because he realizes that derivatives are a black hole. But you can't.
And they won't even ban. They won't even. I've had top economist on the last 2 weeks. They won't even ban naked short selling.
Well, that may be coming. But anyway, that doesn't stop us. Our demand has to be, and this is really a matter of economic science. If you want to get out of the depression, there's only one way to do it, and it's got to be done by government because nobody else can do it. Ban derivatives. Derivatives were illegal from 1936 in the New Deal until 1982 when Reagan came in under the influence of Milton Friedman and the rest of these people. Derivatives were illegal. And from 1982 until 1993, they were a very, very dubious legality. Nobody was willing to buy them because there was still this idea that they might be illegal.
But then they used AIG to AAA certify them as an insurance company, and so they labeled literal buckets of crap as gold.
Right, and this was done in 1993. It's Wendy Graham, the wife of Phil Graham. She came in and said, I'm going to make a safe haven for derivatives. She was backed up by Bob Rubin of Goldman Sachs, by Summers, the same guy that we have today.
Arrest them all.
Also by Greenspan, of course. And then Phil Graham of Texas came in at the end of the 90s with a law that was signed by Clinton guaranteeing that derivatives were hunky-dory. And that's basically how
But even it. Under the laws they changed, they violated federal laws and international laws tens of thousands of times. That's on record. They didn't even follow their own scam rules, and that's why we should have state grand juries move for their indictments.
Well, again, you can put all these people in jail, but you've got to get rid of 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives. The U.S. part is about a quadrillion.
Well, Webster, we have to put them in jail. We have to put them in jail because they're going to expand us into an even bigger Ponzi scheme of world government foreign by the bankers if we don't identify them as the crooks.
I'm all for it, but you've got to destroy the derivatives. The re-regulation of markets is what you need, and that means wipe out derivatives. In other words, not just re-regulate looking forward, but re-regulate looking backward and declare that all of this stuff goes into the shredder. It gets deleted. You press the delete button, and 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives.
Because there's no way, as you and other economists and historians have proven, no way to fix this. It's a black hole that will consume everything. Look, we did the banker bailout bill. We did all this. And look, it only gets worse. The stock market's still plunging.
This is why they say, how come Obama doesn't come forward with a solution for the banks? Well, there is no solution for the banks unless you destroy derivatives. That's the whole thing hinges on derivatives. And this has become more and more obvious to people. How come Paulson had to revamp the TARP from the first TARP to what it then became? How come Geithner can't give you any details? Why are they waiting week after week, day after day? Citibank is now hovering at about a dollar a share. There's a little bit of a pop today, but I don't even think it'll last today. AIG is 38 cents a share. This is all derivatives. There's an article today in McClatchy, very interesting, that if you take the five top banks, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, they have more than enough derivatives losses to wipe out their entire capital base, meaning those are all zombie banks. Now, it's quite obvious. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, under this crazy Sheila Bair, they have to seize those banks. Banks are seized in the United States basically every Friday now, but mostly they're little banks in out-of-the-way places. This time around, the big money-setter banks, the big five, have got to be seized and put through Chapter 11 bankruptcy and in the process wipe out the derivatives. Those five banks represent 95% of the entire derivatives bubble on the U.S. side. So that would be a way to begin.
And then once we arrest their directors, we can bring them into court and find out the full extent of the Ponzi schemes and then arrest all the rest of them.
Absolutely. There's no way around it.
We could wake up next week and arrest all these people, and the New World Order could end, folks. But the churches are telling you it's impossible, it's of God, it's going to happen. That is mind control. You have to believe we can beat them because we don't have any other hope but to have these people, through due process, arrested, seized immediately. Seize the criminals.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Crouch-Nubble from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Crouch-Nubble at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Crouch-Nubble at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Federal agents, we are armed! You guys are armed! We have more than 100% of the illegal
firearms! What if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on?
I got a message to the government, like every day. They're telling me about Osama over there. Listen to the suckers. God, we've got criminals in control.
I see a message from the government. like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never took the stop.
Let's go back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, you're going over the economy. I agree with you about what's happening. Please continue. It's good to see Obama's approval rating dropping between 15 and 20 points. His first couple hundred days trying to ram everything through. It looks like things are going well. We're still in dire situation. Exposing him. People, what, got to intensify their operation to expose it?
Yes, and I think it's wonderful that you're taking the lead with the Obama deception. It goes right to the heart of Obama. With Bush, of course, you were dealing with a pretty open reactionary, right? He would go around and say things like, bring it on, and wanted dead or alive, and so forth. Obama's a completely different proposition, and as you point out, it's deception, dissembling, deception, duping people. The guy is slippery, slimy, he's evasive. So the question of deception, I think, is really critical, and it sounds to me like you've assembled a number of voices in the Obama deception, which
Well, you haven't seen it yet, but you're the number one voice in the film. Gerald Celente, George Humphrey, KRS-One, Professor Griff, myself, but it's really Obama showing him say one thing and then a year later doing the opposite, saying he's shutting down camps when he actually is expanding it. I mean, it's going to be devastating to him.
Today, Obama wants to bust the teachers' union. He just came out with a big thing for merit pay. It's the equivalent of piecework, right? If you ever worked in a factory with piecework, you know how difficult that is. Obama wants to have the equivalent of piecework for teachers. It's a way to bust the American Federation of Teachers. Poor dupes. They supported him. He's going to stab them in the back. Obama says he wants to help people who are going to get foreclosed on. His answer to that is to increase payments to these predators like Mozilla, right? The Mozilla types at Countrywide. The predatory lenders are going to get the money, and maybe somebody might get helped. But that's not the main idea. The main idea is to prop up those guys. So it's all deception with Obama. And the main thing, of course, is he's owned by Goldman Sachs, Soros, David Rockefeller, Trilateral Commission. The foreign policy is a more sophisticated version of imperialism that depends on playing other countries one against the other. Right now, they're trying to play Russia against Iran. They're trying to get Russia to become the leading edge of a U.S. Assault on Iran, really, with the idea that what's going to come out of that is conflict between Iran and Russia, with the U.S. holding back and saying...
Well, expanding on that, George Soros at the Davos Forum 3 weeks ago, you may have seen the video, admits they're lowering oil prices as a weapon against Russia, Venezuela, the Middle East, to accelerate the world depression.
Yes, I'm sure that he would say that. I think the collapse of oil prices is got a number of things going on, right? Some of that is hedge funds approaching bankruptcy. They go into a liquidation mode and dump their speculative positions. The other thing, of course, is that demand is shrinking as the depression hits. But certainly, they're trying to turn that against Russia. So that goes on. Also with Sudan, look, the biggest country in Africa. Right now, you've got this awful woman, Susan Rice, at the United Nations.
AFRICOM, they're moving U.S. forces into Africa right now, and they've got a black face to do it.
Yeah, and Sudan is this huge country. I mean, I've actually been there, and you fly from northern Sudan to southern Sudan. You're going for hours and hours and hours. It's huge, and it's the key to Africa in many ways, and they're sending China about 6-8% of Chinese oil. And the goal now is to, they've declared the president an outlaw, right? Bashir, they want to make him into a
yeah, we now have the UN, and they made it liberal cause celeb to do this. We're not saying the guy's perfect. The point is, they've made, he's the first sitting president that the UN has indicted.
And that they have a proposal for a no-fly zone over Sudan, which would simply mean that the U.S. Air Force would then try to shoot down all flights over Sudan. Now, that's a wonderful thing. Let's bring war to another continent. Let's have Africa in flames in addition to the Middle East in flames.
And the vector point is Sudan for the NORTHCOM invasion, U.S. forces mashing all over the continent of Africa with smiling Obama leading the way. Stay there, Webster Tarver. We'll come back and continue with the real agenda and the Obama deception at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
At PrisonPlanet.tv. And I was out of the studio during the break. John, do we have our next guest on from We Are Change Ireland, Keith Bryan? Okay, we're going to go to him in a moment. Webster Tarpley. Again, I want to get back to how to defeat these people. They are now announcing what they had currently and previously said they were going to do, use the Obamanoids, and I have the quotes here in a story Kurt Nemo did out of Mainstream News, canvas and find out, the exact quote is chilling, who supports Obama and who doesn't on a door-by-door basis and pressure people, exactly what you said with these multi-million-man goon force. Now he's openly admitting, and the Army's admitting, a million-person civilian military force that after the military takes over a country, including the U.S., they're the bureaucracy. I mean, it's all happening. So how do we defeat this?
Well, as I write in my latest book, which is Surviving the Cataclysm, just published by Progressive Press last week, actually, first copies of Surviving the Cataclysm now going out. The main thing is political organizing. The thing with Obama is an illusion, and it's an illusion which is very fragile. And I think you can see already the signs that Obama is beginning to get bogged down. As long as he was running for office, he could make promises 360 degrees. He promised everything and the opposite of everything. Once you're in office, you've got to come down and make certain decisions, even though those are hidden. Right? There's a tremendous propaganda effort to hide the fact that the essence of Obama is $10 trillion to the banks with an unlimited blank check. If you looked at his State of the Union address, he basically said, we will do anything for the banks. He doesn't say we will do anything for the homeless or for the auto industry or for anybody else, only the banks. The more that this can be understood, I think the quicker the illusion of Obama will collapse. In other words, he can crater very easily because it's all based on hysteria. You can already see that in the financier community, there are some people who now think more that he's an incompetent, that he's not an effective crisis manager. You have among the swooning, drooling liberals at the New York Times, people like Maureen Dowd, they're beginning to think that he's maybe not the messiah that they thought. He might even be a false messiah. So I urge
Well, they're already preparing to blame. They're already preparing to blame everything on him when he's just a puppet minion. Here's the quote here.
Precisely.
It says, his new organization, Organizing for America, will be going door-to-door to map out and identify support. To map out. I mean, his goons are hitting the street, and they're trying to sell his financial system and what he's pushing.
Well, don't open the door, right? Don't let them get their foot in
the
door.
No. Open the door and give them an Obama deception.
Yes, if you have one. Sure. That's great. Counter-organize them. That's better. Counter-organize them.
Shouldn't we go to Obama meetings? I mean, we have usaservice.org with a map of every meeting in every town and city. Shouldn't we go there and lovingly explain to them, you think you're repudiating Bush? This is Bush on steroids?
I suppose you can. I would urge people to look at the big picture, right? You can always call into these big sort of Wall Street-controlled talk radios. You can have a tremendous impact. Again, I recommend political organizing. A lot of people are looking at apocalyptic scenarios, right, that it's going to come to some kind of civil strife. I don't think we're there yet. I think it's time to try politics.
Well, we see the globalists are hyping that.
Well, you've got to have your own program to get out of the depression. I have one, right? Wipe out derivatives, seize the Fed, issue zero credit production, credit for production, have emergency federal relief, and set up a new world monetary system. 4 points, you get out of the depression. That's the big prize. The gold ring in this whole situation is, who does know how to get out of the depression? Geithner, Volcker, Summers, Obama obviously don't. Neither did Bush and Paulson. And it's got to be this method of wipe out the derivatives, seize the central bank, start making that a national bank.
Okay, let's stop there. They're already doing a counterfeit of what you just said. They're claiming the Federal Reserve is federal, not private, and saying they are going to nationalize the banks, when in truth it is the private bankrupt banks coming in to take over with government power. So how do you educate folks that we're not seeing a nationalization right now? We're seeing a privatized looting taking place.
Around this issue of derivatives, in other words, the derivatives are the heart of the five big money center banks that we mentioned before. If you wipe out derivatives, you've essentially wiped out those five banks because they are really zombie banks, right? They've always been zombie banks. They don't lend for plant and equipment. When GM, Ford, and Chrysler were about to go bankrupt last December, the zombie banks did not come forward. We just had Circuit City collapse, 35,000 jobs, 600 stores. Where were the zombie banks? The zombie banks don't lend. They're getting money from the TARP. They're getting money on the Federal Reserve bailout, which is 10 times bigger, and they're not lending. So these banks have got to be wiped out. The Federal Reserve has got to be seized, nationalized, and then you begin issuing your 0% credit for production only, not for financial services, not for speculation, not for
crime. A lot of economists say that it shouldn't be a classical tariff either. It should just be a tax incentive when industry moves to the United States.
Well, I've talked about this in the following terms. If you got Count Dracula on the victim, you got to rip Count Dracula off the victim, put a stake through his heart. But now you've got a victim who's basically about dead. You've got to administer a transfusion. That's your federal 0% credit, plus oxygen and a defibrillator. And that's your program of large-scale infrastructure, 100 nuclear reactors, coast-to-coast maglev railways, commuter rail, all this, and your three science drivers, your space program, your biomedical, and your high-energy physics. And that starts both sides. It's true. It's not enough just to offer lending. You've got to generate demand for borrowing because you're in a panic. You're inhabiting the negative curvature of the inside of a collapsing
bubble.
But,
Webster, they've already brought us, and I'm going to go to our next guest briefly here, have him back on the next few days for a more detailed report. This is very important, that we're already so deep into it, some are saying it could be irrevocable. And so after our next guest leaves us, I want to briefly talk about if they allow total implosion, how would you change your plan after that point with your perspective? But, Webster, we know the British have been caught over and over again, more than 75% of the terror attacks in Northern Ireland, Ireland and England, being staged by British Special Air Services,
right.
MI5 and MI6. They're now kicking this off again. And I said yesterday, in fact, at the start of the show before I'd seen the latest article, I said, will there be a drill around these two British soldiers being killed? A drill of the exact same thing happening. We already know that the security services and military stood down even as they saw them shooting and didn't fire back. That is now mainstream news. This is the Belfast Telegraph. Soldiers shot dead in Northern Ireland terror attack. The attack happened just 36 hours before Northern Ireland Chief Constable Sir Hugh Orde confirmed that undercover soldiers have been called in to carry out surveillance operations on dissidents and amid warnings that the threat against his officers and military personnel was at its highest for almost a decade, that they were doing drills. Here's another one. This is out of the metro.co.uk. I guess this is the one in the metro. Guards stood by as soldiers murdered. Armed security guards employed to protect the army barracks stood by as gunmen killed soldiers. Two soldiers were shot dead in the shooting at the barracks in Atrium, Northern Ireland, but armed security guards employed to protect the military base did not open fire on the terrorist, even while they stood over the injured men and fired further shots, the Times has reported. I want to bring up right now We Are Change Ireland, that has just done an absolutely fabulous job. Keith Bryan, or Byrne, you can tell me how I pronounce that, Keith, I always get it wrong, to tell us what's happening. He alerted us, well, I called him this morning, and he alerted my producer that there were these other articles confirming what our suspicions. So, Keith, good to have you on from We Are Change Ireland.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be back on. I think last time round we were all upbeat about our victory against the European Constitution known as the Lisbon Treaty, but this time round it seems like things are a little different. So it's great to be on, and hello to Webster, it's Hartley too.
Hi there.
Okay, you're there in Ireland. Give us the breakdown on what's happening.
Well, I think there's a lot of ambiguity going on. People aren't quite sure what happened or what is meant to happen out of this. As we know, that there were six people shot there on Saturday night. Two of them were pronounced dead, and they were two soldiers of the British Army. There was two other soldiers hit with bullets, and there was two other civilians, which were just delivering pizzas to the barracks. I actually did some investigation earlier, the way you were saying when I was speaking to Rob, and I came across some interesting things. The actual people who provide security on these bases is called NISGS, which is the Northern Ireland Security Guard Services, and they are normally armed with weapons, and they also patrol their bases. It was confirmed from an army source in the actual Australian news that it is regular procedure to fire back upon an enemy who is attacking. That is a regular procedure. These did not fire back. They stood down. And as you just said, they actually, when the shooters came over to, let's say, unload again another time, they actually stood back and they let that happen. And
now, the same thing happened last week in Pakistan with the attack on the cricket team. Perfect propaganda to outrage cricket fans, tens of millions worldwide. It's almost as big as soccer in many areas, don't know, in the U.S. And the same thing there. Mainstream news is saying, was it an inside job? Because the government, there's police right there, and the shooters shoot, calmly take their time, walk right by the police. nothing's done. This stinks to high heaven. Webster, I mean, it's the same MO every time. Why does the establishment, we're not sure with these new cases, others have been confirmed, but why do they like to stage these shootings as a pretext to bring in more troops?
Well, Britain, under the Labour governments of Tony Blair and now Gordon Brown, Britain has gone much further down the road to a police state than the U.S. even. Part of it is that the parties are controlled top down by the parliamentary whip system. The other thing is that you haven't had mass movements. You haven't had the kind of thing that you've seen in the U.S. And you don't have independent communications by and large, right? The large amount of television and radio broadcasting is controlled by the BBC. There is some commercial opposition, you know, competition to that. But it doesn't amount to the kind of thing that you have in the U.S. of all ideological types. So I would say Gordon Brown, you know, having started with this thing about bank bailouts, bank nationalizations, hundreds of billions and trillions of pounds now committed to the derivatives bailout and wanting to be the leader of this, right? Because that's what he is right now. Gordon Brown is the world leader in the bailout brigade. I think they're tightening the screws and they're looking for pretext for more and more police state controls inside.
That's
Britain.
Right. So peaceably, the people of Ireland are moving to kick British forces out and get true sovereignty, and this violence is the best friend of the establishment. It's turned out most IRA was commanded by British intelligence, and they would right. threaten their underlings with death if they wouldn't go out and commit shootings and bombings. Going back to We Are Change Ireland, Keith Bryan. Keith, continue with other intel you've got from Ireland.
Well, basically, I was just scouring the newspapers. I was just, you know, randomly Googling what the MOs would be. And that's how I came across this stand down or these guards standing by. And the minute I saw that, I went, that does not sound right. I mean, they're guards. They're part of the security forces there. They would at least retaliate somehow, which they never did. And they stood down. And when I see that they stood down the second time after the bullets were fired, when the actual attackers came in for another round of shooting, that they actually still stood there. And when I saw that, that was very suspicious. And not only that, we have one gentleman called Patrick Mercer. He's a former infantry regiment commanding officer, and he is now chairman of the Commons Counterterrorism Subcommittee. And he went on to say, we have to question the efficacy of the guard force if it is not armed guards stood by as British soldiers are shot at Northern Ireland base prepared to fire back on the enemy.
And let's expand on that. They then came over and stood over them and raked them with fire again.
Yeah, well, and this guy goes on to say, well, how are we meant to be a deterrent in the future if the terrorists know that we are not going to be shot at? And when you look at it, I mean, I'm sure that the people who were attacking the base knew that they were going to receive some sort of fire back or some sort of retaliation, but there was none.
Yeah, that's a key point. Why would they waddle up after shooting them in the distance and then stand over them and shoot them again right up at the gate of the base, not thinking they'd be fired upon, knowing there was armed forces in there?
Yeah, not just that. They also were waiting there, Alex. So, I'm actually reading army reports here, and I don't know who the person is. It's coming from the Australian and various other news sources, but they're scrutinizing the situation. They're saying, well, why was there no armed guards coming outside the base to collect the pizzas? That's normal protocol for people with weapons to come outside in case there was an actual attack. And there was none of that, and the security didn't do anything. And so you have these individuals just go up at random by chance, catch these people collecting pizzas outside from Domino's, and they get sprayed with bullets. And one article goes on to say around 60 to 70 rounds were fired, so that's a substantial amount of ammunition being used against these six individuals, which, thank God, like no more than two are killed.
Yeah, that's two and a third banana clips sprayed into them. Just amazing. Well, is there a We Are Change website you want to plug? I know you guys put out a film as well and have really been making the news over there confronting politicians. Any sites that you want to plug?
Yeah, there's several sites now, Alex. There's wiseupjournal.com. Anthony runs that one.
Wiseupjournal.com?
Yeah. There's wearechangeireland.org. There's also another website called wethepeople.ie. So there's a few other websites there, and there's links to others, and it's quite interesting what's going on recently, and it's reminiscent to what we once knew in the past, and it's kind of being brought in to the present now. And I feel, Alex, if this goes on, basically there will be British troops back on the streets up there because they're not going to stand by while British soldiers are being fired upon. And, you know,
and now they've killed a police officer last night, too.
Yeah, basically what happened there was somebody threw a stone or a brick through some person's window. Maybe that was a tactic to draw the police in. But one police officer who has 22 years of experience in the police force up there, who must have seen quite a lot, he arrived up on the scene, and basically when the car came to a standstill, somebody come up from the rear window and just unloaded into the car, and I think he was shot in the head, and he died instantly.
Well, it's on record. The British do most of this. They've been caught red-handed. We'll talk to you in the next few days as this develops. Thanks for your great information at We Are Change Ireland.
Alex, take care of yourself, and bye to Webster.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care, Webster. We're going to come back in a final five-minute segment and talk about if the depression continues to unfold, if we're not able to turn them around, what do we do then? I know you're saying work to change it now, but how would we extricate ourselves from the crisis if it's allowed to continue to deteriorate over the next 6 months to a year, which is clear they're not going to change course. We're going to force them later to, but you can see the energy of the people versus the establishment, and you can see the trajectory, and it's clear it's going to stop. It's going to take more time to stop this juggernaut of destruction, financial destruction, from rolling forward. Also, will they hit Iran? They're beating the war drums for that yet again. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Deception is now basically upon us. You can pre-order the DVD at InfoWars.com, so it'll be shipped out to you first. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We carry both of Webster Tarpley's books on Barack Obama, where you get the most in-depth information about him, himself, and his agenda. Those are also available at Infowars.com. Webster, as we launch the film coming out in the next few days, I want to have you back on next week to break it all down after you've had a chance to see it. We'll give you a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You don't have to wait to have the DVD shipped to you. And you can go up there and watch it in super high quality and give me your review of it. I think you're going to be extremely pleased with it. We just get better and better at making these films. And Obama's given us plenty of material to make it. We've got to short circuit their agenda right now. This republic's going to make it. But, you know, that final question, we're growing opposition. What they're doing is very unpopular. He's going to run out of gas the next couple hundred days, but they're going to do a lot of damage in the meantime. And I don't think they're going to be implementing your plan anytime soon. So what do we do down the road when things are 10 times worse?
Well, you don't get out of the depression unless you make these changes. There is no automatic exit from the depression. There is no business cycle that's going to lift you out of the depression. And I'm also afraid there is no free market solution to the depression. If you call for the free market under these circumstances, basically making everything much worse. Think of food stamps, right? There are 3 million people in Texas who are living thanks to food stamps. And if you say free market, take that away, well, that's going to be the end of a lot of them. So I think that the question is, how long will it take for people to throw off the chains of ideology and all the illusions and all the claptrap of the past 40 years? One thing is, there's a sign of a mass movement against derivatives, and that is the produce the note. It's a mass movement against derivatives and against foreclosures. It's people who are facing foreclosure. They're going to be thrown out on the street, and they say, wait a minute, you've got to produce the piece of paper that I signed. Produce the note. Show me the piece of paper. And they'll say, oh, no, that's been securitized and sent to London or Zurich or Tokyo. We don't have that piece of paper anymore. Well, then you can't foreclose. And any kind of an honest local judge who's got to get reelected will say, all right, if you don't produce the note,
that's right,
then the person cannot.
People have already been using that for 5 years to get out of many of these phony mortgages because it all is fraud. It was sold and turned in to derivatives. And I agree with you, Webster. We're between a rock and a hard place here. And I don't think all the
school of the depression, right? The depression is a very cruel kind of educational process, but it is a school of life. And it teaches, I think, fundamentally class consciousness, that bankers are one thing and you are something else. And any approach to the depression that doesn't say there are 500,000 bankers and financier oligarchs in this country who have been the beneficiaries of the system and their interests have got to be sacrificed because they're antithetical to the survival of humanity as a whole. So we can't have foreclosures, we can't have derivatives. There are all kinds of things to do to stop speculation. But then you've got to get the thing going in terms of federal lending, 0% federal lending for production, and you've got to have your infrastructure programs and your science drivers.
The problem is, in closing, the feds are owned by offshore banks, so any money would always be gobbled by them. Webster, we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Capital controls and exchange controls. We'll take
care of
that.
All right, we're out of time. Webster, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Congratulations on the new film, Alex.
Thank you, sir. You'll see it soon. All right, Webster Tarpley is leaving us. Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm able to in the future, I'll tell you the type of dirty tricks that are going on. I can't get into that right now on air, but know this. The Obama deception will go out. God's will, come hell or high water, as they say. And it could be out today. It could be out tomorrow. Or if I'm able, I may wait till Sunday because I really want to put out some more of the trailers and build the excitement because that's what will have a bigger effect. Just know this, we are fighting, and we need your prayers here, ladies and gentlemen, because we are going toe-to-toe up against the New World Order. I had Ron Paul on, a bunch of other powerful guests today. The rebroadcast on the audio stream starts in 70 seconds. One place, Infowars.com, and on the M&FM dial. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.